Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, the cold hands of death snatches away two leading political and economic figures in the country. Former Secretary of State Jean-Marie Alyokol and Charles Boto Angon, former General Manager, being mourned beyond their regions of origin. Cameroonians nationwide are being encouraged to register on electoral lists as the revision of electoral registers continues. And at least 18 people have been killed in a suspected suicide attack in Nigeria. Good afternoon. We begin with politics, and followers of the CPDM party in the Nyong and Kele division of the Central Region have been exhorted to redouble efforts towards mobilizing their comrades to register on the electoral lists. Minister Pauline Ihaingen, a member of the permanent delegation of the Central Committee of the party for the Central Region, made the call during separate working visits to Bonjok and Makak, aimed at monitoring and following up the enrollment of new voters in the area. George Muam has the details.
The political temperature of the Nyong and Kele is stable at the moment, but sympathizers of the ruling CPDM party admit that the division is a difficult political terrain, as it is also the stronghold of the UPC and the PCRN parties. For this reason, Minister Pauline Irengene exhorted the party followers in the area not to rely on the past glories of the CPDM, but to deploy all their arsenal to ensure that the Nyong and Kele division regains its status as a fief of the party at the dawn of the 2025 elections. To achieve this feat, the member of the permanent delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for the Central Region advised them to reconcile all differences that ensued from the renewal of basic organs of the party, sensitize party followers to register on the electoral lists, and follow them up to ensure that they vote when the polls are convened. The presidents of the Nyong and Kele Center and Southeast sections of the CPDM pointed out that the lack of birth certificates and ID cards is slowing down the enrollment of new voters on the electoral registers. During two separate working sessions in Bonjok and Makak, Minister Pauline Irengene and leaders of basic organs of the party brainstormed on activities and strategies to reunite members in order to position the CPDM on the path to victory ahead of 2025.
George Muam. And here now is Minister Pauline Irengene encouraging party comrades to continue mobilizing potential voters to register on the electoral list in order to avoid any surprises come 2025. Take a listen.
I just want to tell the CPDM militant to go on with the work, because we find a very big mobilization here in Makak. I have the feeling that is all the projects that the head of state had decided to do, which are being done. So we think that it has an impact on the morale of the CPDM militant. We just have to encourage them to go on with their engagement, their commitment, so that next year we'll not have any surprise.
Minister Pauline Irengene. Supporters of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement in the Upper Nyong Southeast section in Goela have said no part of their territory will be lost to an opposition party, and all their votes will be cast behind their party anytime elections are convened. This was the outcome of a joint section conference chaired by its president Alexis Mbalambu Zie, who reminded supporters of the need to register massively on electoral lists. Some farm inputs were also handed to party supporters to boost agricultural production in the locality. Tala LT tells us more from Ngoyela.
The joint section conference of the CPDM, WCPDM and YCPDM of the Upper Nyong Southeast section in Goela was an avenue for grassroots supporters and party hierarchy to strategize on ways of boosting registration on electoral lists. This, according to section president Alexis Mbalambu Zie, is the only way to ensure that Goela remains a stronghold of the party and that no part of this territory is lost to the opposition.
The message is unique: to call my sisters and brothers, my parents, to register in the poll list, because at end we have to elect the list of the CPDM and we have to elect Paul Biya. Ngoyela is the city of Paul Biya. Ngoyela is in the heart of Paul Biya. He has expressed it to us by the promotion of our sisters and our brothers in the higher administration and in the parliament.
Party supporters were called upon to be watchful and avoid falling prey to last-minute errors, Farm inputs were handed to some party supporters to help boost their agricultural production and thus their socioeconomic prosperity. In a motion of support addressed to President Paul Biya, CPGM supporters reiterated their unflinching commitment to the party and its national president. Tala LT, CRTV News, Ngoila.
And this is CRTV News. We said it in our top story. The death has been announced of Mr. Jean-Marie Aliokol, a former Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie. He succumbed to prolonged ill health today at the age of 77. Albert Djembonde eulogizes Mr. Jean-Marie Aliokol, whom he says will be mourned beyond the borders of his native East Region.
He was a tall, slim, and discreet personality, blessed with a broad smile, faithful in friendship, but who by nature listened more than he spoke, with gray hairs typifying his age and experience, having risen to the rank of a patriarch of the Babial clan in Masok, the Upper Nyong Division, East Region. Beyond that discretion was a man known across Cameroon for the civility and selflessness with which he served his nation. The civil administrator, 1978 graduate from Enam, served successively in the Ministry of Public Service, Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, the then National Electricity Company, SONEL, before his brilliant promotion to the post of Secretary General of the Ministry of Defense, a post he occupied from 1989 to 2004, when by another presidential decree, he joined the government in the all-too-important and sensitive position of Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie. He has been suffering from prolonged ill health and returned from medical attention in India only yesterday. Prior to his demise, Jean-Marie Aliokol was board chair of ASEL and alternate member of the Central Committee of the CPDM. He becomes the second former Secretary of State of the Gendarmerie to depart in 6 months, and another loss for the East Region.
Political Desk editor Albert Djembonde. In more sad news, the passing on of the general manager of the Norms and Quality Agency, ANO, has been confirmed. His Majesty Charles Boto Angon, who was the second class chief in the Mbam and Enugu division of the Central Region, was officially installed a couple of months ago. Reacting to his passing away, his peers and administrative authorities of the Mbam and Enugu are bemoaning his death, describing their colleague and brother as a key development actor. Maimuna Njoya reports.
Exactly after 5 years of rule and barely 2 months after his official coronation as second-class chief of the Ngam clan in the Mbam and Enugu division of the Central Region, His Majesty Charles Boto Angon has had a short but significant rule at the helm of a clan of 21 villages which had gone for about 10 years without a traditional ruler. His stay has therefore been a huge task, which has been acknowledged by some of his counterparts in the region. His Majesty Gabriel Sylvain Essoa Etoga, traditional ruler of Bachenga in the Leke division, who was close to him, says he has had a great vision about traditional leadership and always had an inclusive orientation of how they should operate. The SDO of the Mbam and Enugu division, Garba Bakari, who presided over his installation last May 4, also commends his qualities while indicating that his ultimate outing was with the Muslim community of his area on the occasion of the Feast of Sacrifice last June 16. Besides safeguarding key cultural emblems of the Ngam clan, the late Majesty Charles Boto Angon was bent on offering a safe environment to his people, and that is why he spearheaded the putting in place of a police station in Bafia on April 13, 2023. Even though many believe he still had much to offer, they strongly hold that the most important thing today is to consolidate his key achievements in order to promote the traditional and socio-economic empowerment of the people of the Mbam and Enugu division as he so dearly yearned for. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV, Center.
And we take you to the South, where some former players of the Indomitable Lions have played a friendly encounter with the football team of the Kribi Port Authority in a match aimed at promoting social cohesion among the population of Kribi. Polycarp Atie reports that the football match was played in a calm and serene atmosphere, with tributes paid to Landry Ngemo, the former Indomitable Lions player who passed away earlier this week in a fatal car accident. His report.
The former Indomitable Lions beat Park FC by 2-0 during the friendly match that took place in Kribi. The crowd-pulling match played to fortify social cohesion among Cameroonians in Kribi and beyond. Tawamba saw the net of their opponents at the 17 minutes of the first half. In spite of the effort made by Park FC to equalize the scoreline, Tawamba got a breakthrough in the defense system of Park FC with another shot in the second half that recorded the second goal for the former Indomitable Lions to Jean de Macon. The football match was an opportunity to exchange with young footballers in Kribi and as well pay tribute to their colleague, the late Landry Ngemo, who passed away through motor accident. Nicolas Anunji lauded the playing style of their opponents, Park FC, and added that the game of football will forever be a factor of social cohesion among communities in the world. The football match, which witnessed a massive turnout of football fans, elite, local and public administrative authorities in the Ocean Division, ended with a handshake with the former Indomitable Lions players. Polycarp Atie, CRTV Sport News, Kribi.
In more news, Christians of the Saint Peter the Apostle Parish Mesa Mendongo in Yaoundé have been urged to open their hearts to Christ like Saint Peter in the Bible in order to merit the confidence of God in their strive to serve. The call was made this Sunday by Reverend Father André Mania Budiongene during the celebration of the Feast of Saint Peter and Paul. Rigobert Mania was at the feast in Mesa Mendongo for the CRTV. His report.
Parishioners of the St. Peter the Apostle Parish, Mesa Mendongo in Yaoundé, singing to honor the feast of St. Peter and Paul, celebrated every 29th of June. The officiating priest, the College of Priests, and altar boys are dressed in red, contrary to the liturgical colors, but justifiable in that this parish is celebrating a feast. Preaching from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 verses 13 to 19, Father André Marie Abudiongene from the Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Ngoya urged Christians to demonstrate the degree of faith in Christ needed to hold the keys of heaven like Peter for the rest of the community they serve. Reverend Mani gives the symbolism behind the feast of Saint Peter and Paul.
Sometimes when we are in this world, we'll be so selfish that we don't open ourselves to others. We don't open the gate of joy to others. And then Peter is giving us a good example to be trustworthy. And each one who is trustworthy, I think that he can inherit the kingdom of God.
The mass officiated by Reverend Father Gregoire Mani saw the baptism of an infant, an invitation into Christendom.
Rigobert Mania. The Temple Choirs Associations of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, Simeon Congregation, have emerged overall best at the 2024 National Annual Rally of the Association that took place recently in different presbyteries of the PCC. The results were presented this Sunday to Christians of the PCC by the National President of the Temple Choirs Association, Chief Dr. Oru Julius Agbo, during a divine church service officiated by Associate Pastor the Reverend Bakwa Juliet. More with Irene Manti Ayonge from CRTV Center.
In a colorful church service officiated by the Reverend Bakwa Juliet, members of the Temple Choirs Association of Presbyterian Church Simeon sang and danced to the glory of God, thanking him for his successful participation at the 2024 National Annual Rally, in which they emerged overall best, occupying the first position all over the national territory on a score of 134.7 on 150, seconded by Temple Choirs Kumbambeng and third, Kosala PTS, both from Kumba.
This This victory brings us a lot of elation, and it's also a feeling of gratitude to God. We thank God for the heights that this choir has reached.
We will not let our church down, we will not let the zone down. We will just go back to work and we'll do more again.
It was an elated national president of the Temple Choirs Association, Chief Dr. Orojulius Agbo, who presented the national results at the Divine Church service with some recommendations from the choir's elder, Kelly Vereen.
As an elder in Presbyterian Church, Simeyong, I just wish to encourage the Temple Choir to continue working hard, and they should remember that togetherness will always be their success point, and that they should continue carrying the flag of Temple Choir higher and higher.
All the groups have done so well. Simeyong, it's a tradition that they are a very hardworking group. This is the third time they are coming first in a consecutive manner. Keep on working so that they maintain their hegemony in the Temple Choir Association.
The Temple Choirs Association of the PCC, it should be noted, sings praises to the glory of God in the Kenyan and Ijagam dialects for Manu Division of the Southwest Region.
Irene Mantia-Yonge reporting. In our next news item, we go to the Southwest, where the senior divisional officer for Manu, Awunfak Yves Bertrand, has reminded the population of Upper Banyang subdivision that the need to give the government their full support if they are to achieve their development goals. Awunfak Yves Bertrand was speaking at the headquarters of Upper Banyang subdivision Tinto during his first lap of his Meet the People tour. The ceremony at the Tinto grandstand was attended by administrative, traditional and local political authorities, as well as a cross-section of the population. Charles Abuno of CRTV Southwest has more.
Speaking on behalf of elites of Upper Banyang Subdivision, Enoch Chris Oben presented the subdivision and the aspirations of its people. According to the SDO for Manu, Awunfak Yves Bertrand, the contact tour was very necessary.
It was time we come back to reassure the people of government's presence and of government's determination to bring back lasting peace to Tinto and Upper Banyang.
The SDO challenged the population of Upper Banyang to work even closer with the government to eradicate the illegal secessionist movement, to go by the mayor of Upper Banyang, Seseku Etu Joseph Eyong. The SDO's contact tour means a lot to them.
His coming has really reassured the population that things have gone to normalcy. It's an eloquent testimony, the special place he has for the municipality.
For the second time in 3 months, the Member of Parliament for Upper Banyang and Mamfe Central constituencies, Honorable Agbontui Juana, donated improved maize seedlings to the population.
I thought it was important to empower them economically, nutritionally, and otherwise.
The CEO of Upper Banyang, Fungong Amadu, appreciated the population and the traditional secret society, Ekpe, for the great reception given to the SDO. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Upper Banyang Subdivision.
In the Northwest, pregnant women in Banekuma, a highly enclaved area in Menchum Division, can now have access to ultrasound machines, which permits them to follow up their baby's growth and development. The medical package, which also includes a clinical analyzer for laboratory tests and others, have been provided for by the government to the Banekuma Urban Integrated Health Center. And the expectations are that the medical equipment will limit, reduce maternal mortality, and prevent the women from covering long distances on very bad roads to access quality health care. Kilo Valerie Salai reports.
The Banekuma Urban Integrated Health Center has been poorly equipped and lacks sufficient health personnel, with just about 2 doctors for an estimated population of over 500,000. Pregnant women in particular are highly exposed to death in such a fragile health setup. The district medical officer for the Womb Health District, Dr. Elome Bako, describes the supply of medical equipment to Banekuma by government as critical in saving lives.
Biochemistry analyzer and full blocker machine are for the laboratory to do laboratory examinations. The ultrasound is to equally do examination for pregnant women. A woman dies while trying to put to birth is something which is not good.
But the mayor, Ihimbru Solomon of Banekuma, is still preoccupied that limited well-trained medical staff and inadequate equipment means that the government vision of proximity health care may not be fully achieved in the area.
We really need a pediatric ward, well-equipped, and of course an X-ray department, which is very functional. And of course a number of doctors who have the necessary skills to manage those machines.
Benakuma shares very long borders with Nigeria and the southwest of Cameroon, but access to these locations for health care is very challenging on account of bad roads in Meju Valley subdivision. Killer Valerie Salaus, TV News, Bamenda.
In more news, Father's Day has come and gone, but celebrations continue in Bayangam, Kunki Division of the West Region. The CPDM MP for that constituency, Honorable Colette Soeng, organized a dinner party in honor of Fathers. Each participant went home with a special gift. Kelvin Nembo reports.
Father's Day often come and pass unnoticed, but not this time around. Honorable Colette Soeng, who doubles as the president of the women wing of the CBDM Kunki South section, thought it necessary to organize a dinner party to honor fathers appropriately. The ceremony took place in Kasap, attended by local and administrative officials. The woman of the people seized the opportunity to convey a message of peace and social cohesion. She invited the attendees to register massively on voters' list ahead of future elections in the country, and as a sign of recognition for their multiple roles within the family, Honorable Colette Soeng distributed matchets to the attendees from Bayangam, Batufam, and Bandrefam. She encouraged the happy recipients to embrace agriculture wholeheartedly. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bayangam.
Out of the country, at least 18 people have been killed and 30 injured in a series of deadly blasts in Nigeria, thought to have been carried out by female suicide bombers. One of the bombings is reported to have killed 6 people and injured others at a wedding ceremony yesterday in the northeastern Borno state. The state's emergency management agency said that the coordinated attacks targeted a wedding, the victim's subsequent funeral, and a hospital in the town of Gwaza. And now to end the news here once again, are our top stories. The cold hands of death have snatched away 2 leading political and economic figures in the country. Former Secretary of State, Mr. Jean-Marie Alioukol, and Charles Botoangon, former General Manager, have been mourned beyond their regions of origin. Cameroonians nationwide are being encouraged to register on electoral lists as the revision of electoral registers continues. And at least 18 people have been killed in a suspected suicide attack in Nigeria. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with Fatime Bintou Akoum.
Bon après-midi. Des nouvelles tristes en ouverture du condensé des nouvelles. Jean-Marie Alioukol est décédé ce matin à Yaoundé. L'ancien secrétaire d'État auprès du ministre de la Défense chargé de la Gendarmerie nationale aura eu un parcours prolifique. Jusqu'à son décès ce dimanche, Jean-Marie Alioukol occupait le poste du président du conseil d'administration de l'agence de régulation du secteur de l'électricité Arcel. Membre suppléant du comité central du RDPC, natif de Messok dans le Oignon, la région de l'Est, perd une de ses grandes figures. Autre nouvelle triste, c'est la mort du directeur général de l'Agence des normes et de la qualité. Charles Botoangon a tiré sa révérence hier à Yaoundé des suites de maladie. Parti à l'âge de 67 ans, Charles Botoangon était originaire du département du Mbaminoubou, région du centre. Le disparu laisse l'héritage d'un travailleur dévoué au service de la normalisation et de la compétitivité des entreprises camerounaises. En santé, à partir de demain, lundi 1er juillet 2024, la délivrance des médicaments en pharmacie ou dans toute autre formation sanitaire devra se faire exclusivement sur ordonnance médicale. Le Conseil national de l'Ordre des médecins, dans un communiqué publié le 6 juin dernier, rappelle la responsabilité du prescripteur et du dispensateur. La mesure vise à sécuriser l'accès de la chaîne d'approvisionnement du médicament et à lutter contre l'automédication. médicamentation. En religion, ce dimanche, les fidèles de la paroisse Saint-Pierre-Apôtre de Messamendongo à Yaoundé, invités à être des clés et des pierres angulaires de l'Église à l'image de l'apôtre Saint-Pierre. C'est ce qui ressort de la prédication du père André-Marie Abundi Ongéné à l'occasion de la fête patronale de cette paroisse conduite par le curé, l'abbé Grégoire Alain Mani. Des prières ont été élevées également à l'église de la congrégation baptiste camerounaise Réma d'Onkouaban à Yaoundé. Prière pour la paix et la stabilité au Cameroun. C'est à la faveur de la 5e édition du culte national de prière initié par cette congrégation. Et puis sport, jeu de la Confédération internationale francophone du sport adapté et culture. Le Cameroun a dominé la compétition qui s'est achevée hier soir à Yaoundé. 10 médailles en or sur les 14 en compétition remportées par la team Cameroun. Le Gabon se classe 2e, suivi de la Guinée. 15h26, c'était le condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter.